Hello from the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint. It's Sunday afternoon. Brother Freedom is here, and some of us are here too. So we praise the Lord for you joining us. Lord, thank you for the people who are joining us from various places, and help us to join together by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Thank you for guiding those who are listening and helping them, Lord, to receive the wonderful truths. We just give you praise. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your goodness. We're so thankful for your everlasting love, for all the good things that you give us, for all the blessings, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you only. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We come to you with adoration, loving you and thanking you for your goodness, your everlasting strength, everlasting hope. And Father, we just pray that you move mightily this day, and we just praise you that you'll do your work in my heart this day in a very special way. I look to you for strength. I look to you for help for this message. I give you praise and glory, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Word of God in Samuel, 1 Samuel, I believe, it talks about obedience is better than sacrifice. And that came into being because of Saul. Saul was the king. And Samuel had spoken to Saul, he says, do not take any spoil with you. And so Saul goes out to war, and so in the transaction, he decides that he wants to take the spoil back with him. But that's what God said, leave everything there. So that's where this word started from, because the Lord said this, obedience is better than sacrifice. But obedience is the part that we need to stay into. We shouldn't have to sacrifice. That's what the Lord's trying to get over today. Sacrifice is only because you were not obedient. Jesus became the sacrifice because of our disobedience. So Jesus had to give his life freely. He became the sacrifice that all can live. But that still doesn't mean that we're to continually sin, because God just wants us to be obedient. In the military is a good way of understanding about the Word of God. Orders have to be carried out. In the military, if you don't carry out a message, there'll probably be some sacrifice if you don't carry it out right, but it could be your life. You could lose a lot of life in the disobedience of one person. The Lord was showing me today that how we've adapted it, especially the New Testament church, it's so easy to sin nowadays because God is going to forgive us. That's the first thing we think about. Well, God for forgiving. But that part should not be in our heart. The part should be in my heart that I don't want to fail God. If I do fail him, then I know that it's in my heart that he will forgive me. But it shouldn't be just a part of me that's able to let me, because I know my God so loves me that he's going to forgive me. And it's just like driving a car. Anything that we do, obedience is better than sacrifice. You can take driving a car about how the responsibility that you have to do what's right in driving a car. If you're disobedient, don't stop at stop signs. If you speed and drive carelessly, you're going to be in a place of what we call disobedience. But you wouldn't want people to always deliberately doing things, and that's what many are, because that's why fines are increased. I see now that we go through for a construction zone, the fines are doubled because of the limitations, what it's got for those who don't obey the law. So the law is something that God has given us to do, not because we have a way out of it, but to do it as for him, because we love him and we want to do his will. Saul should have in his heart that he wants so love God, he don't want to be disobedient. It should never be in the part of us that we need a way out of not doing what's right. We should always have in our heart to do the will of God. God sent his son, Jesus, that we might live in his righteousness. And God seeing that we, without him, he had to pay and give a sacrifice for our sins. So when we come to God, that's when we are all come. Jesus has paid the sacrifice in full. We don't have to worry about it. It's been paid by His precious blood. He's redeemed us from all our iniquities. But we should not feel that we're able to go out and live carelessly. We're to just go out in an all-our-own precarious way. We should be determined not to allow these things to happen to us. In the military, if you get wrong connections, it brings error. Maybe things will happen. And that's the way we are. We really need to hear clearly from God. This day that we live in, we need to have something that brings us into being able to hear exactly what the word means, what it says. And this is why I really believe we really need the Holy Spirit. Because He is one that can help us to learn these areas that we cannot really do within ourselves. And if we do it, we know there is leniency from God, but we should try to seek for the answer. Michael, would you read in Timothy there?
This is Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17.
That's right.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Now while you're there, read one more that's in Hebrews 13:21, I think it is.
It says, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you very much. Why don't you pray, Micah, for this part of the service right now?
Lord, we just thank You for Your touch on this service and how You've given this message for us to hear. I pray that You would open our hearts to receive what You have for us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Making you perfect in every good work, working in you which is well-pleasing in the sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. See, God, oh, I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, come, I see the glory. Thank You, Lord. I didn't feel it tonight. Glory, it's here. God wishes us to come into something that we can eventually handle. Now, God's seen David, and He's seen Saul. And God had a great belief in David. Now, these are both men of God. And that's like we are. Sometimes we're loose, and we're still people of God. But God wants to make us perfect in every good work. Every good work. It may take a lifetime, but in God's time, He's able to bring us in to perfection. It says it many places in the Word of God. And what we do, we're not coming into the depth on studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman neither not be ashamed, right and dividing the Word of truth. We're to enlarge yourself in the Word of God, and that means in growing. As a mechanic, I had to go deeper in following out the procedures to make a piece of equipment run. If I didn't follow that procedure out, I would make a mistake, have a sacrifice. It meant I was going to have to redo it, and I was going to have to bring correction. Want to read that?
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's 2 Timothy 3:16.
Thank you. I want this to get it in our heart, that we're part of what we do in the growth. Our spiritual growth is not actually out here where who's the loudest at church, who says His word's the best, but those are seeking God for a deeper walk. That's what God's interested in, and that's what we should be interested in. Because at the latter end, that individual is going to be walking in perfection. Because he sought out God's plan and has followed it, the grief that he's not making mistakes no longer as much. He's seeking for the Word of God. And that's what this Bible says. It says, study to show thyself approved. Approved unto God in all these areas. When we're approved unto God, God will put us with great power to our disposal. God will help us, shield us, protect us, guide us, direct us as we start growing into this deeper walk. We should be desirous of getting in deeper in the Lord, not walking with a shallow experience as many have thought or making noises. No, having the depth comes in having a in Him. It's more than voicing out a cry when you happen to have the deepness that's in you. I'm alive. I'm not just voicing a message. I am living reality. We're living what we're hearing. We're living what we're doing. And we're working it out with God's satisfaction upon us in a mighty way. Now Saul had to go down and to humble himself to basically to get to this place. Many times all of us, we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that He might exalt us in due time, casting all of our cares upon Him, for He careth for us. That becomes our part of what God wishes for us to do, because when we humble ourselves, we're breaking some self-will, some pride, some maybe anger, all these things that happen to us that become so many things that give us troubles that crop up on our latter walk with the Lord that we get up a few years later, we're still pretty soon we think we're so spiritually, we see we have anger, we have faith problems, we have to walk in faith. And we have to learn that as a child. We have to believe that our God is real. God expects us to walk in His faith, believing that whatever we say, we're going to do for Him. Disobedience is going to bring us to a place of sacrifice, but the sacrifice doesn't change our growth. Sacrifice does not change your growth. So you go to God back after you sacrifice, you still got to go back and do your first works over. God wants us to grow and to succeed. We can't succeed as long as we're sacrificing. It becomes a crutch, a spiritual crutch. Oh, I'm okay because I prayed through. Bless your heart, you prayed through, but God wants you to go on now and start carrying the load. You have not carried the load, my child. God says, my children, you are not carrying the load. I wish for you to bear that load, that yoke, that burden that I put upon you might be a blessing where you are, that you might bring forth my righteousness as a word from heaven. So we start growing as children. We start maturing in Him. That's why the Bible says a novices are not to be used for a while because it produces pride. I've seen it so many times. I've seen young men that were so zealous before God that prideful came into them, and pretty soon they lost what they had. I remember a young man from Texas. He says, all you people, I'm just ashamed of all you people. When I get to be saved, I am going to be so much above all of you. I never will forget this. And I remember my wife and all many people said, oh, you know, he's going to really be something. But to this day, he finally went home. But he never did obtain that part. Humility is something that we all got to come to that place. We'll stay and sit in the presence of God long enough till God can humble us. He can shape us into His will. But it doesn't come by disobedience. You know, the Lord showed me today that prayer meetings are given to the disobedient. I came to my heart today was in prayer in church this morning. Because somebody wanted to pray, but when we pray, we should have the assurance that God has done it. We should not even have to read back and re-say it, because it's spoken into existence. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying? When we don't do these things, we get a bit disobedient, and pretty soon God has to go back through it, and we're going back. In all these areas, God wants us to grow spiritually, not in way of where the world gauges you as spiritual, but the way God views you as spiritual. That you stand strong. You don't change when somebody says something wrong about you, you don't change something when they say good about you, but you remain in that solid right that you're in obedience. You're not, you're not walking in disobedience. Obedience is better. All the other day in America, you get to get that in your heart. We all should be in obedience. God made it possible, yes, that we could sacrifice. But prayer means the church only become when you have, need a revival. When you get right with God, you can just say, thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're good. I thank you you're bringing us through. We don't have to cry out for mercy because God has brought us beyond the mercy. We're in the praise section there. We're the praise section now that we can praise God. We can say, hallelujah. Lord has saved me. He filled me. Filled me. I don't have to go back to my alms. I don't have to do like the Catholic bead rosary and all these things. God has brought us through that. We have the fellowship of the Father, the Son, the Spirit of God that keeps alive, that we have an eternal blessing that mounts within us constantly. And we have the assurance in all things. Could you read that 21st verse again in Hebrews?
Make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Are you all of you seeing what God's showing me? That's not even our vocabulary. I mean, it's there for those that need help, but those are the babes that we can help them. We're not going to scold them. We're not going to even put them down. But they got a place to grow. They have a sight that they can look to. Make you perfect in every good work. Working in you, which is well-pleasing through a sight, through Jesus Christ. Jesus wants us to succeed in life. We don't need to be failures no longer. We don't need to be like Saul. Saul ended up losing his life. Saul lost his reputation. Saul lost a lot. And David rekindled. Even though David failed. And Christian out there, you might fail. But God will reinstate you. God will lift you up. Make you perfect in Him. He will rekindle you totally. And out there, remember, God is in the retouching business. He's in the healing business. But when you deliberately say, I need to make a sacrifice. God gives you the sacrifice you need to be. But there should be a time above that. A time of elevating above these things. These things that bring us down. When we're in that sacrifice, we have trouble with the enemy. He comes to come against us. We have troubles in many areas. When we get obedient, God brings us up to a place that we don't have these troubles. He lifts us up in heavenly places. God restores us above the problems. He puts a place that we're walking above the elements. He's walking above sin itself. We're walking where God wishes for us to walk. So obedience is better than sacrifice. We need to be obedient to all things because we love our God. We want to walk worthy of the Lord and to Him and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. That should be my desire. I'm not even thinking about me failing. I'm thinking about doing what God would have me do. I'm thinking about the next assignment. God puts us on assignment every day. And this next assignment, I want to do His will. That I'll walk pleasing in every area. In all good works. Being fruitful in every good work. You know, out there, because we're not fruitful, it's because we're still sacrificing. We're still going to our prayer meetings. We're still making alms. We're still have to make confessions. But that's what God wants to bring beyond that. How come us? He wants us to where we have the answer at the hour. We don't need to go back and redo our works over. God wants to be fulfilled in Him all the time. Oh, come us, the glory of God. You have His reality within you, that you're favored from heaven, that you have His blessings upon you. You don't have to worry no longer that God is going to be with you. He's going to bless you in a mighty way. And I finished this service today because I believe that God has moved upon us this day in a very special way. But I believe out there you have the answer from God. God wants to bring you into maturity. God wants to bless you. God wants to move upon you in a very powerful way. And any time that we have a lot of disobedience, We got troubles. We need to praise God. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. We need to exalt Him. Lord, I love You. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We cannot do that if we're in this attitude of disobedience. Because we got to go back and do our sacrifices. We got to say, Lord, I'm sorry, and God will forgive us. I'm saying God is the same. He will forgive us. But we're not getting His will done. We're not getting His work done. We're not accomplishing what He has put us here upon this earth, that we might be above reproach. Therefore, justified by faith, we have liberty with God. We have peace with God. Our faith must be on, glued on the Lord our God. That we have this faith that forever keeps us. Keeps us in His covenant. Keeps us in His glory. That His glory will rest on us. I pray this day, bless this day. Wonderful God, I pray this day. Brother Clint, pray for this service as you close.
Father, we just thank You. Today was a real good example of how the Holy Spirit comes, and Brother Freedom starts out down the runway, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit touches him and lifts him, and the anointing comes. Thank You, Lord, that the anointing came today, and we ask for a blessing on the listeners and a blessing on all of us here and on Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.